A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Today's daf, Shabbos Lamed Tes 39a. We're going to start on the facing page on the bottom. So we're starting on page 76, which is Lamed Ches Amud Beis 38b, the last two lines. We just did the Mishnah, which told us, Ein nosnim beitza betzad hameicham. You're not allowed to put an egg next to a hot kettle. Bishvil shatiskalgil, in order that the egg should become roasted enough that you could eat it. That's a case of toldas or, a derivative of fire, because the kettle with its water sitting on the fire was experiencing or itself, the actual esh fire. Once it's removed, it's been heated by the fire, and when it heats something else, it's called a derivative of fire is heating this egg. The Gemara asks, Iboiluhu, Gilgel mai, what happens if the person actually did roast the egg under these conditions? Is it a rabbinic prohibition or a biblical prohibition? Amar Rav Yosef answered, Gilgel chayiv chatos. If he did roast the egg sufficiently that it became edible, he's chayiv chatos. If he did it by mistake, he would have to bring the atonement sacrifice, which means that it is biblical. Amar ma berei de Ravina, afanani nami tinyana, I can also support this ruling from this that we learnt onto today's daf lametes amar aleph. Kol shabo bechamin milifnei haShabbos, anything that was cooked before Shabbos, shodan osa bechamin veShabbos, you could soak it in hot water on Shabbos because it's already been cooked, and ein bishel achar bishel, there's no cooking after cooking. V'chol shalabo bechamin milifnei haShabbos, and everything that was not cooked before Shabbos, madichim osa bechamin beShabbos, you're allowed to wash it off with hot water on Shabbos, meaning the case of a kli sheni, the case of a kli sheni, a second vessel, where we have a tradition that water, once it's removed from its original cooking pot and placed in a new vessel, that new vessel is not an application in which the water will cook normally. It's a klisheni, it's a second vessel. One understanding of this is that the cold walls of the new keli take away its warmth, or at least its intrinsic warmth, even if you'd measure it by temperature, that it's still hot enough to cook, but it doesn't have that strength, that proactive ability to cook something else, even if it's technically still warm enough to do so. Once it's transferred to a kli sheni, it doesn't cook. Chutz, there are exceptions to this. Min amaliach yoshon v'kul yasho espanin. Certain types of food that are mentioned here, a certain type of fish. Shehadachoson zui gemar malachton. That by washing it off, it is considered now to be edible. And in such a case, it'll cook, so to speak, even in the klisheni, even in the second vessel. It's not really a cooking issue. It's that this is what it takes to make it from non-edible to edible through the use of hot water. Shema mina, so we learn from here, that just as there's this concept of kali habishol, certain foods that will cook, even in a klisheni, and because they're called gemar malachton, the finishing touch to make them edible, and you're chayiv for that, so too the egg that was placed next to the hot urn, even though it's not conventional cooking as we understood it, but since an egg just needs a little bit of heat in order to make it edible, and it's getting that amount of heat, that's already considered the malacha de oraisa, and that degree of preparing it for being able to be eaten is considered a Shabbos violation. This halacha is brought in Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Yud Ches, chapter 318, the chapter dealing with laws of Bishul, and indeed in Sif Gimel, it's brought Kishem Sha'asa Levashal Ba'or, just as you're not allowed to cook on fire itself, Kach Asa Levashal Batoldas Ha'or, so you're not allowed to cook with the derivative of fire, kigon, for example, our case, liten beitza betzad kedera, to put an egg next to a hot pot, o l'shabra al sudar, or the other case of the Mishnah, which was to break it on a kerchief that was warmed, shehucham ba'or kedei shetitzala, in order that it should roast. The Mishnah Bura, in fact, in Sifkat and Yud Zayin, writes on the words, betolda sa'or, a case where you're cooking by a derivative of fire, v'hamevashel bochayev, and doing so is indeed a biblical Shabbos violation, and he would bring a chatos in the time of the Beis HaMikdash if he did such a violation by mistake. There are many, many applications of the principle of toldas or of secondary heat coming from the fire, and the discussion of Kalei Habishul obviously is a very significant one. Would you be allowed to put things into a Kli Sheni, or are you concerned that even then it would cook? Now, when we make tea or coffee, for example, it's not such a big concern because many of these things, whether they be solid that we're adding or liquid that we're adding, many of them have already been cooked. So it's a little bit more lenient anyway. But this is the original Gemara of why people would purposely put the additives into the water after the water is sitting in the Kli Sheni and not before. You take the water from the urn into a cup, and then you add whatever it is that you're adding, sugar, tea, etc., milk, coffee, and some people will actually transfer from that second vessel, before they add anything, into what's called a Kli Shlishi, a third vessel, in order that they're positive that whatever they're adding is not going to have this concern of Kalei Habishul. All of that is built on this original Gemara. There's a fascinating discussion with regard to tea bags. Even if we would allow tea bags as far as the sieving process goes, whatever your local Orthodox rabbi rules on that one, but there's another issue which pertains to this Gemara, which is the Kalei Habishul issue, since the tea leaves are ground in such a way that they will brown the water even in a Kli Sheni, so many say that the tea bags are classified as a Kalei Habishul. Others say you could put a tea bag in cold water and it also brown the water, so it's not a cooking process necessarily. But this is all major source material for that debate of how to make tea properly on Shabbos. Many people make the essence, the tea concentrate, before Shabbos by putting the tea bag into hot water before Shabbos, and then that cooked water, which is tea concentrate, is poured into the cup that you're making into tea, and like this, there is no issue of cooking tea leaves on Shabbos. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.